There's a truly extraordinary project taking place at the Walters Art Museum. This is the conservation of a missal that is known as the St. Francis Missal. And I have three guests from the Walters in the WBJC studio for book notes. Abigail Quant is the head of book and paper conservation. Lindley Ann Herbert is the assistant curator of rare books and manuscripts. And Kathy McGee is a postgraduate fellow in book conservation. How lovely to have all of you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to start with you, Lindley, about the reason why this particular missal is so very important in the collection.
The Franciscans believe that this manuscript was actually touched by St. Francis in his lifetime, so it's considered to be a relic of touch. And the story goes that in 1208, St. Francis was trying to decide what God wanted him to do with his life, and so he and two of his friends decided that they were going to go into the local church and open the book that was on the altar three places, once for each of the Trinity, and see what God chose for them for their future. And so they supposedly walked into the church of San Niccolo in Assisi, which was very close to where they were. And they walked up to the altar and they opened the book in three places. And in each place, the text told them to give up their earthly goods and follow Christ. And so this became the Franciscan way. And so this is seen as a foundational moment for the Franciscans, and this is believed to be that book.
So obviously now, by this time, Abigail, the book is in pretty sad disrepair. So tell me about the decision and the process of starting the conservation.
Well, the manuscript has been used for exhibitions at the Walters, but it actually gets much more regular use when we have Franciscan visitors coming to see the manuscript. And obviously, we want to show them the open book, show them the pages. But the problem is that the binding, which dates to around 1500, is riddled with insect holes and extremely fragile condition. And so every time the book is open, it puts stress on the binding. So it became clear that really we needed to put this book on the top of our priority list for conservation treatment. And because of the length of time that would be needed and the amount of research that would be needed, it was really an ideal project for a Mellon Fellow. And fortunately, Kathy was chosen as the Andrew W. Mellon Fellow in Book Conservation. So we're very excited now to finally be starting the work and look forward to all the discoveries that we'll make in the process.
And the discoveries, Kathy, are obviously the really fascinating part. What are you expecting as this project goes forward over the next couple of years?
I suppose it's wise to expect the unexpected when it comes to books like this, just because we can anticipate, you know, what the sewing structure is going to be, the method of binding attachment, but just in taking the boards off, we've already discovered things that we didn't anticipate. So nothing huge, but we've had to adjust our expectations slightly as to how the book was put together and how we're going to put it back together.
This is a conservation of the very important St. Francis Missal. More details at thewalters.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Abigail Quant, Lindley Ann Herbert, and Kathy McGee. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you about this again as the project continues.
Thank you.
Thank you. So much.